when Met fans shout,
go! What they mean, we all know. We've got no place to go.
From Candlestick Park in San Francisco, it's the New York Mets playing a doubleheader against the San Francisco Giants. Rheingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. Today's doubleheader is also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. Well, hello, everyone. This is Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from San Francisco on a beautiful day here in California. Not a cloud in the sky, the sun shining brightly, and at this point, no wind at all. And everything running to a high pitch of excitement, as the Mets at this point in the race are higher than they have ever been in their brief history. They are in fifth place. And for the first time, too, they are ahead of the San Francisco Giants. So a lot of color added to this doubleheader as the starting pitchers warm up in the sideline. It's going to be Al Jackson pitching for the Mets and pitching for the San Francisco Giants, a pitcher that the Mets have never beaten, Juan Marichal. So this should prove to be quite a doubleheader. But before the lineup, if you're wondering what kind of a song goes with Sorpa Sate and Palatiti, listen to this.
Come facete mamita is sure to be sung when Italian Americans get together. And spicy pizza rustica will be served. The inevitable result is a fiery thirst. This song brings on the beer, probably Rheingold. In New York City, where there are more Italians than in Naples, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Italian Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
All set to go in this doubleheader today, and all around town, people are writing, talking, discussing the Mets, who have come from behind to win two very important victories in this four-game series. Mets coming from deep behind to win the first game of the series, scoring six runs in the last two innings, the eighth and ninth, and then going on to win in 11 innings, and yesterday coming from behind to win it, and they have won the first two of the four. The starting lineups for the Mets, it'll be Johnny Lewis leading off and playing in right field. John with a consecutive game hitting streak going that has really put him into the top leadership in hitting. Batting second, playing shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third and at first base, the league's leading hitter, Ed Cranepool. He's at first base. Batting fourth, the cleanup batter, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, Joe will be playing left field. Batting fifth and playing third base, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth in center field, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, playing second base, Bobby Klaus. Batting eighth and catching, Chris Cannizzaro. And Al Jackson, the pitcher, will be batting ninth. The leadoff batter for the San Francisco Giants, and they have a record now of 4 wins and 6 losses, the worst start that they have ever got off to since coming out to California, will be Harvey Keene. He's in left field. Batting second at second base, Hal Lanier. Batting third, playing first base, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the cleanup batter, Willie Mays in center field. Batting fifth, playing right field, Jesus Alou. The sixth batter will be the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh and playing in the shortstop position, Jose Pagan. And Tom Howard, the catcher, will be batting eighth. And on the mound for the Giants, batting ninth, Juan Marichal. Juan, one of the top pitchers in baseball, with a record this year of 2 wins and 1 loss. One of the wins coming over the New York Mets in New York. The New York Giants moved to San Francisco, playing here in California, have taken the field. And the New York Mets will be up here at the start of this ball game, the first of two. In the second ball game, the scheduled pitchers will be Warren Spahn and Bob Bolan. So the Mets going with their two top left-handers, Al Jackson and Warren Spahn. And for the Giants, it'll be Juan Marichal and Bob Bolan. Fine crowd on hand here today on a Sunday afternoon in San Francisco. Weather had been fairly heavy here before the Mets got in town. Of course, the Mets have made it rather warm. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Of our national anthem, it's indeed a pleasure to bring to the microphone a fellow who, for the first time in his major league career, is broadcasting for a first division team, Mr. Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph, and hello, everybody. Yogi Berra goes down to the coaching box at first base at this moment, and Warren Spahn and Galen Sisko are strolling down toward the bullpen. Warren, of course, as the pitching coach of the Mets, will be running the bullpen in this first game, and then he will be pitching the second game. Juan Marichal runs out of the dugout of the Giants to the mound now, picks up the rosin bag and the ball out there. Al Jackson is still warming up here on a beautiful Sunday in San Francisco, California. Elsewhere, of course, it is mostly raining this afternoon. In the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies are scheduled down at Los Angeles against the Dodgers this afternoon, a later start. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in Houston, Texas this afternoon for a later start. St. Louis at Cincinnati, postpone rain. Milwaukee at Chicago against the Cubs, a doubleheader, postpone rain. In the American League, Boston at Baltimore, postpone rain. Minnesota at Detroit, postpone rain. Kansas City at Cleveland, postpone rain. Chicago at Washington, a doubleheader, postpone rain. In New York, the Angels and the Yankees are playing a doubleheader. The end of 7 innings of play of the first game, it's the Yankees 3 and the Angels 2. Marcelino Lopez started for the Angels, Bob Lee in the seventh inning. Whitey Ford started for the Yankees, Pedro Ramos in the seventh. Joe Adcock, Roger Maris, Tony Kubek have had home runs in the first game. And now Johnny Lewis steps into the batter's box to lead off here for the Mets. Johnny Lewis has hit safely in the 10 games in which he has played this year. He has a 10-game streak. He's batting .344. Juan Marichal is on the mound. He's won 2 games and lost 1 this year for the Giants. The Mets have never beaten him. Here's a swing and a miss. That's the first ball pitched, and this game is underway. On the edge of the grass at third is Jim Rayhart, the Giant third baseman. Marichal with the pitch. Swung on and missed. The breaking ball. First strike two. He came over the top with an overhand curveball. Marichal beat the Mets on a four-hitter, 4-0, last weekend. His lifetime record against the Mets is 10 wins and no losses. Marichal with the two-strike delivery. Missing low and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Marichal won 21 games last year for the San Francisco Giants, and he won 25 the year before. One of baseball's top hurlers, Juan Marichal. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball low, 2-2. The umpire behind the plate is Lee Wire. John Kibler is at first base. Frank Sicori is at second, and Ken Burkhardt is around at third. Don Hefner on the coaching lines at third base for the Mets, with Yogi Berra at first. Here's a 2-2 pitch, swung on and foul back out of play. The count holds at 2-2. The New York Mets scored 3 runs. In the ninth inning, yesterday, to beat the Giants, it was a triple by Danny Napoleon that cleared the bases and brought in 3 runs. Dennis Rybant came in to hold the Giants in the bottom of the ninth and get the save. Swing, and a miss, and Marichal gets his first strikeout. One away, and Roy McMillan's coming up. Max off to a slow start at the plate. He's been up 38 times, had three hits, one run batted in. He's batting .079. The New York Mets are in the highest position they've ever enjoyed in the standings since their founding. Here's the pitch in there for a foul strike. Mets are tied with the Houston Astros for fifth place in the National League standings. The strike one delivery is swung on and missed. It's strike two to McMillan. The Dodgers are on top in the National League standings. They won seven and lost two. The Chicago Cubs have won six and lost three. They're in second place. Cincinnati Reds have won six and lost four in third place. The Pittsburgh Pirates at an even 500. They won five and lost five in fourth place. There's a swing and a ground ball to third. Jim Ray Hart bobbles at a moment, picks it up, and now throws on, and just in time. He got it. Jim Ray Hart was playing hot potato with the baseball, tossing it around from glove to bare hand and up in the air, but then got control and fired on. And here comes Ed Cranepool, the National League's leading batter. He is hitting .447. He has hit safely in 10 straight games, and he had two home runs yesterday. He is second in runs batted in with 12 in the National League. Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs is first with 14. Marichal's pitch is in there for a called strike. Al Lanier, the second baseman, has retreated about 5 yards deep onto the outfield grass, and Jesus Alou is playing a deep right field. McCovey is guarding the line and playing a deep first base on Cranepool. It's a swing and a ground ball foul. Pass Barra at first base, the coach. Two strike count to Cranepool. Yesterday, the Giants at one point put on a complete shift on Cranepool, pulling Jose Pagan over to the right field side of the bag at second. Today, they are playing Pagan, shifted toward the bag, but well on the shortstop side. Two men out, nobody on base. And the two-strike delivery is inside low for a ball. It's one and two. Joe Christopher is waiting on deck for the Mets. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back, out of play. Danny Napoleon, who delivered the double off the base of the wall in right field in the ninth inning yesterday that scored the three runs. I wrote the triple off the base of the wall. Got a lot of publicity in the San Francisco papers today. Juan Marichal with a 1-2 delivery to Ed Cranepool, and it rocks him back high and tight at 2-2. One of the papers had an 8-column headline. Said, Napoleon is SF's Waterloo. Two men out here, nobody on base. Top half of the first inning, scheduled doubleheader in San Francisco. It's a swing and a drive deep to right. It's way back. Mays is chasing it back there, and he gets there and makes the catch near the wall. So Cranepool is flat out to Willie Mays, deep in right center. Mets right in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of a half inning is the Mets nothing and the Giants coming to bat. Yedzi boat isn't something you row or sail. You sing it like this.
Jedzia Bot is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Piwo, piwo is the traditional Polish call for beer, and often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
In the bottom of the first inning, the Giants will send up Harvey Keene, Hal Lanier, and Willie McCovey. Alvin Jackson on the mound for the Mets. So far, he has won none and lost two in the early season. Last year, he won 11 games, and the year before that, he won 13 to be the Mets' winningest pitcher. Jackson lost to the Los Angeles Dodgers at Shea Stadium on opening day 6-1. And he lost to the Giants last weekend by a score of 4-1. He was KO'd in the eighth, charged with 8 hits and 4 runs. His last time record against the Giants is 4 wins and 6 losses. Harvey Keene has a season's batting average of .231. He's been up 13 times and had 3 hits. He has 1 run batted in. He's a right-hand batter. Al Jackson deals the pitch, and it misses high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Harvey Keene came to the major leagues with the Detroit Tigers as a shortstop coming out of the University of Wisconsin. Former batting champion of the American League. Jackson with a 1-0 pitch. And it's low for a ball. Jackson goes behind 2-0 to Harvey Keene. Very little wind here at the moment. Here is the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-1. In the National League yesterday and last night, the Chicago Cubs beat the Milwaukee Braves 3-1. The Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3. The Mets beat the San Francisco Giants 7-6. The Dodgers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3. And Houston shut out Pittsburgh 5-0 yesterday and last night in the National League. This breaking ball is inside low to Harvey Keene. Jackson goes behind, 3-1. The American League yesterday and last night, the Los Angeles Angels beat the Yankees 6-3. Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-1. Detroit 7, Minnesota 4. The White Sox beat Washington 6-2. And Boston beat Baltimore 7-5 in 12 innings. Al Jackson with a 3-1 pitch to the Giant leadoff man. Inside low, and he walked him. So Harvey Keene goes to first, and that will bring up Hal Lanier. Lanier's been up 35 times and had 4 hits, 1 double, and he's hitting .114 in the early season. Lanier is a right-hand batter. Rainpool holds against the runner at first base. Jackson's pitch, and it is bunted foul on the first baseline, and they had Keene moving on the pitch as Hal Lanier tried to bunt it here in the first inning. Stretch McCovey is on deck for the Giants. As Ralph Tyner pointed out, the Giants are off to their worst start since they came to California in 1958. Jackson throws over to first, not in time. Keene is back safely. Again, the pitch to Lanier. It's high. He was not scoring a bunt that time. That sign had been taken off. It's 1-1. Last year, and for the past three, the Giants, after 10 games, were 7-3. And they were 8-4 after 12 games. Here's the pitch out, and Keene goes, and the throw, and he's safe at second. As Canizera apparently hung the ball in the webbing of the glove. Started through once and had to cock his arm again and fire down there, so it is a stolen base. A stolen base for Harvey Keene. That is his first. Harvey Keene is not really that fast. He does not steal a great many bases. And the count to Lanier at the plate is 2-1. Ball is pushed foul on the first baseline as he was trying to bunt it and move Keene out over to third. No score, nobody out. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Last year, after 11 games, the Mets had a record of 2 wins and 9 losses. And the Mets, as of today, have won 5 and lost 6. So they're off to a much, much better start than they have ever had before. Here's a swing, and the ball is batted down by Jackson. He's going to go to third, and Keene is out at third base. Alert Al Jackson. Batted that one down. It was off his shins, actually, but he pounced on it at the front part of the mound, recovered, and fired on to Charlie Smith in time to get Harvey Keene, who had already committed himself. So it is a fielder's choice. Hal Lanier is on at first. If you're scoring, the play on Harvey Keene goes 1-5. There is one away, a runner at first, and Willie McCovey is coming up. Stretch McCovey is hitting .378. He has one home run and four runs batted in. He is something less than wonderful around first base. Al Jackson with the pitch, and here's a throw down to first. Not in time. The pitch was high for a ball. It's 1-0. Herman Franks, the manager of the Giants, in his accustomed favorite place, leaning against the side of the dugout. Here's a 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled off. 1-1 to count to McCovey. Orlando Cepeda, still out of action. Had an operation on his right knee, a cartilage operation during the winter several months ago. And appeared as a pinch hitter during exhibition games. Appeared last weekend as a pinch hitter at Shea Stadium in New York, but still not in the Giant lineup. Here's a swing and a ball is hit deep to right if it stays fair, but it's curving over and it's going out of the ballpark. A foul ball. A long foul. McCovey's army out in right was in motion that time. The kids come out of the bleachers out there and station themselves behind the right field wall, hopeful of getting a souvenir baseball when McCovey is at bat. Yesterday, it became Cranefoe's army because after Ed had hit two out, they started lining up out there when Ed Cranefoe came to bat. Count is 1-2 now to McCovey. Jackson's pitch swung on and hit deep to right. This one is going, and it's all gone. Into the bleachers for a long home run for McCovey. A two-run homer. Well, McCovey hit one foul, but that one he straightened out and sailed it out across the 375 sign. Into the bleachers and deep into the bleachers. He hit that one a ton. And the Giants have a quick 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first, and Willie Mays is coming up. Willie is hitting .366. He has three home runs and seven runs batted in. He has three hits in yesterday's ball game. Still only one man out. Jackson pitches outside for a ball. Jesus Salou moves up to the on-deck circle now for the Giants. Pitches in there for a called strike to Willie Mays. 1-1. Willie is now 33 years of age. Came to the major leagues with the New York Giants in 1951. A change, it goes high, and it's 2-1. Jackson with the 2-1 pitch, not a maze. Little tight, rocks him back, cross the letters. It's 3-1. Jackson reading Canizero's sign. 3-1 delivery. Hit on the ground, down the first baseline. Jackson comes over and tags Mays on the base pass, losing his cap into the bargain. Jackson does. But Mays grounds out to the pitcher unassisted. Little dribbler down the first baseline, and Jackson hurried off the mound to field it and then just made the tag on the base pass. Jesus Salou is coming up now. Off to a great start, he's batting .390. Has six runs batted in, three doubles. Giants 2 and the Mets nothing on McCovey's first inning home run with Hal Lanier on base. This pitch is in for a call, strike one. This doubleheader starting at high noon, San Francisco time. Here's a pitch, swung on and missed. A two-strike count now to Jesus Salou. He just tipped it off a little bit, says umpire Lee Wire. The Mets have an infield of Ed Cranefoe at first, Bobby Klaus at second, Roy McMillan at short, and Charlie Smith at third. It's a little different from the infield with which they finished yesterday's game. There's a swing and a line drive into center field for a base hit for Jesus Salou. Jim Hickman comes up with it, plays it back in. Gives the Giants a runner at first. With two men out and Jim Ray Hart's coming up. Hart's batting .333. He has one home run and six runs batted in. Right-hand batter. The Mets finished yesterday's game with an infield of Frame Poole at first, Billy Cowan at second, Charlie Smith at short, and Danny Napoleon at third base. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a call strike. Rainfield is holding against the runner, Jesus Salou at first base. This pitch is low. 1-1 now to Jim Ray Hart. Jose Pagan is on deck for the Giants now. Giants have Cookie Lavagetta coaching at first base, and Charlie Fox is the Giant coach at third. Jackson with the 1-1 delivery. Lets up inside low, and it's 2-1. A Sunday doubleheader in San Francisco, California. Last Sunday, these same two teams played a Sunday doubleheader at Shea Stadium in New York. Here's a throw over. It's not in time. Jackson's 2-1 pitch. Swung on it. On the ground is short. McMillan has it. Plays to Klaus, but the force on the side is out. So, in the bottom of the first, the Giants picked up two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left. And the score at the end of an inning is the Giants 2 and the Mets nothing. The Mets will be going from San Francisco to Houston and then to Cincinnati, and then they'll be coming back to New York for the Mayor's Trophy game on the night of May 3rd at Yankee Stadium. And then they'll open up a homestand at Shea Stadium in New York against the Philadelphia Phillies on May 4th, the night of May 4th. It'll be a homestand at which the Phillies will be in, the Milwaukee Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Reds, all contenders for the National League flag. So if you'd like to get tickets for those games or any home games of the New York Mets this season, here's where you can do it. The advanced ticket window at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. It's open on weekdays from 8 to 6 and on weekends from 9 to 5. It's open right now. The Met ticket window at Pennsylvania Station is located in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. It's open on weekdays from 8 to 6 and on Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. There's a Met ticket office at the Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. It's open on weekdays from 8 to 6 and on Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. For Long Islanders, there's a Met ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, open during the regular store hours. And reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. In the top of the second, Joe Christopher is up to lead off for the Mets. Juan Marichal on the mound for the San Francisco Giants. First pitch is swung on and foul down the left field line. A high foul ball into the seats and out of play. Christopher is hitting .268. He has one home run and five runs batted in. Hitting cleanup in the batting order of the New York Mets. Charlie Smith is waiting on deck. Here's a pitch that misses low and away. 1-1 is the count now. Marichal sets the Mets down in order in the top half of the first inning. This pitch misses outside for a ball. Tom Haller's called time and gone out to talk to Marichal. Marichal beat Tom Parsons 4-0 on a four-hitter last Saturday in New York. Marichal's lifetime earned run average against the Mets is 1.10. They've scored 12 runs off him in 97 innings. This one is swung on it on the ground, backhanded. It's third by Jim Ray Hart to throw to first. It's low, and he's safe at first base. He's safe at first. Big stretch. Had to reach down in the dirt and take it on a short hop, but Christopher legged it out, and he's on at first. Tipped that one between Jim Ray Hart and the bag, and Hart came over with the backhand stab and threw on but low. So Christopher is on at first, and it is a base hit for Joe Christopher. That brings up Charlie Smith. Charlie's off to a slow start at the plate. He's been up 38 times, had 7 hits, 1 double, 4 runs batted in. He's hitting 184. There's a swing and a miss, and he chased one outside. It's strike one to Charlie Smith. Giants 2 and the Mets nothing in the top half of the second inning. First game of a doubleheader. Jim Hickman has moved out on deck. Here is a swing and a miss, and it's strike two to Charlie Smith. Barrichello checks and deals. And Smith holds up. He started to go and laid off. It is 1-2 as it went outside. Christopher takes his lead at first. McCovey holding against the runner there. Barrichello kicks high, delivers low. It's 2-2. Barrichello now has the sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on a little never down the third baseline, falling off foul, and Jim Ray Hart picked it up. Christopher already arrived at second. That'll bring him back to first. The count holds 2-2 to Charlie Smith. In New York, the first game of the doubleheader between the Angels and the Yankees is over, and the Yankees won it 3-2. Whitey Ford gets the win with help from Pedro Ramos in the seventh inning. Marcelino Lopez started, took the loss for the Angels. Bob Lee in the seventh. Joe Adcock had a homer for the Angels. Roger Maris had one for the Yankees, and Tony Kubek had one for the Yankees. Here's a throw to first, not in time. Nobody out. Top of the second. 2-2 pitch to Smith. Low, so the count runs out full now at 3-2 to Charlie Smith. He's taking a look down to Hefner to see whether or not Joe Christopher will be running on the pitch. Christopher takes his lead, and Marichal throws over to try to keep a short halter on him. Just a calling card, a toss over to try to keep him a half step closer. Christopher takes his lead. He's running, and the pitch is swung out and missed. The throw to second, and he is out at second base. Al Lanier took the throw, a strikeout double play. Two men out, nobody on base, and Jim Hickman is coming up. Lanier made the tag with a throw from Haller to second base, and now Jim Hickman is up there with a batting average of .095. Swinging a ground ball to deep, short, cut off by Hart at third. He throws on low, and it is bobbled at first base, and Hickman's on. Jim Ray Hart, for the second time in the inning, has thrown low at first, and McCovey tried to scoop it out but could not come up with it, and it is scored as an error on the throw. And right now, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY, the General Electric Station, 810 on your dial, in Schenectady, New York.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. And Jim Davenport, who is an infielder and a third baseman, has gone down to warm up in the bullpen for the Giants. Bobby Klaus is at the plate now for the Mets. Marichal's pitch is low and away for a ball. Jim Ray Hart has thrown two in the dirt, so manager Herman Franks has sent Jim Davenport down to loosen up in the bullpen. Hickman is the base runner at first. McCovey holds against the runner, and Marichal throws over. Hickman's back safely. The Giants are leading 2-0, and we're in the top half of the second inning. Sidearm pitches in there for a called strike. Howard throws to first. Hickman's safe. 1-1 to Bobby Klaus. Klaus is hitting 132. He's been up 38 times, had 5 hits. One pitch. Swung on and hit on the ground towards short. A slow roll up. Pagan will have to cut it loose in a hurry, and he does just in time. Close play at first, and Yogi Berra is protesting the call at first. But it's made by John Kibler, and Klaus has grounded out short to first for the Mets. No runs, one hit. There was one error and one left. And the score at the end of an inning and a half is the Giants 2 and the Mets nothing. Got a question for you. You know, when the first night game was played, I was surprised it was so long ago, but the Viceroy Hall of Records gives the nod to a couple of amateur teams that played in Massachusetts. The year, 1880. Surprising, huh? But I'll tell you this. It's no surprise to see more and more smokers choosing Viceroy. It's because Viceroy has got the taste that's right. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Viceroy is not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter, and not too light, like some others. You know the kind. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong and not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right, not too strong and not too light.
In the bottom half of the second inning, the Giants will send up shortstop Jose Pagan. Al Jackson on the mound for the Mets. Jackson looks in to get a sign now from Chris Canizaro. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Pagan has a season's batting average of 167. He has one double and one run batted in. Pitch is in for a called strike. Two-strike count to Pagan. By taking the first two games of this four-game set, the Mets assured themselves of getting no worse than an even break in the series with the Giants. Here's the two-strike delivery to Jose Pagan, and it's high for a ball, 1-2. Mets and the Giants have played 5 games this season so far, and the Mets have won 3 of them. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on it on the ground, off the glove of Jackson, up the clock. Can he cut it loose in time? He can't, so he doesn't throw. It's a base hit. Pagan, but right back to the mound. Jackson barely got the glove down, and it ricocheted high up into the air towards second, and Bobby Klaus took it as it came down and wisely did not throw because he had no play, and Pagan has a base hit. Tom Haller's up. Left-hand batter. Hitting 188. The Giants have had a little trouble in the catching corps as far as offense is concerned. Haller's hitting 188 and Bailey's hitting 133. Breaking ball. In and off the bat for a foul ball. Haller was checking back, actually. Strike one to Haller. Charlie Smith on the edge of the grass at third for the Mets. Rainpool holds against the runner Pagan at first. Haller bunts the ball now, and Canizaro comes up with it, goes to first, and it's in time. He's out as Bobby Klaus moved over to take the throw. The sacrifice goes 2-4 if you're scoring. Pagan moves on to second, and Juan Marichal is coming up. Bradshaw's been up 9 times this year, and he's had 2 hits. He's hitting .222. Jackson's pitch swung on and missed for strike 1. The Mets tomorrow morning will be flying to Houston, Texas. They're off tomorrow, and they open up in the Astrodome on Tuesday night, and they'll play again on Wednesday night. A 2-game set for the Mets in Houston. Jackson, strike 1, pitch to Marichal, hit on the ground. Jackson comes up with it, bluffs the runner, throws to first in time, no advance. Marichal grounds out, pitch to first. Nice stop by Jackson, fielded it cleanly. Canadero goes to the mound. Pagan went sliding back in at second. Harvey Keene's coming up. Been up 1 time and walked and stole second. The Giants lead 2-0. And this, the bottom half of the second inning of the first game of the doubleheader. Jackson now checks the runner. Wheels and does not throw. Nobody covering. He's just bluffing for going back to the bag at second. Pitch to Keene is low for a ball. The Mets defensively shade Keene toward right field. Keene likes to take the ball to the right side. Harvey at one time was the American League All-Star shortstop. There's a change in there. A change curve. It drops in and it's 1-1. Lanier's on deck. Keene makes his offseason home in West Allis, Wisconsin, which is a suburb of Milwaukee. Here's a pitch low for a ball. 2-1. Al Jackson, 29 years of age, on the mound for the Mets, 160 pounders. Two-one pitch is high for a ball, so he goes behind the Keene 3-1. Last year against the Giants, Jackson won 2 and lost 2. Jackson pitch swung on, hit in the air down the left field line, a foul ball, out of play. So it's a full count now, 3-2. 2 men out and the runner at second. Giants leading, 2-0. We'll be on the air Tuesday night from the Dome Stadium in Houston, Texas at 9:25 p.m. New York time. Playoff pitch. Sails way high. That one got away, and Keene draws a walk for the second time. Jackson has walked 2 men, Harvey Keene twice. Al Lanier is up. Went up 1 time, hit the ball back to the mound. And was safe on the field of choice when Jackson nailed Keene going from second to third.
And here's the right-hand batter.
Pitch is long away for a ball. Giants are delighted with the way this young fellow plays second base. They are a little concerned about his hitting at this point, or his lack of it. Here's the 1-0. Pitch swung on it on the ground, down to third, a foul ball. Fielded by Charlie Fox on the coaching lines at third. Giants are leading here, 2-0. And Willie McCovey is swinging bats on deck. Jackson checks runners at first and second. 1-1 pitch, misses low. 2-1. The Mets have an outfield of Joe Christopher in left, Jim Hickman in center, Johnny Lewis in right. One pitch. Misses high outside. Jackson goes behind. 3-1. Jackson's control is not nearly as sharp as it has been on occasion. And the Giant fans start a little rhythmic applause. 3-1 pitch. One on in line to the right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan rounds third. He's coming home. It's an empty clear. Harvey Keene rounds third. He's coming home. He'll score. Hickman picks the ball up in the track, lays it back in, and Nadir pulls up with a triple at third base. And two runs batted in. The Giants lead 4-0. So Hal Lanier comes in with a line drive triple. It was an in-betweener up the alley in right center, rolled all the way to the wall, and two runners scored ahead of him. The Giants lead 4-0, and McCovey's up with two men out and a runner at third. Double barrel action now in the Met bullpen. Chug McGraw is up and throwing. Here's a pitch high for a ball. And Carl Willie's up and throwing. Right hand to Carl Willie, left hand to Chug McGraw, throwing in the Met bullpen. Lanier takes his lead. Here's Jackson's pitch to McCovey. Misses low. It's ball two. Big stretch. Hit one a ton last time up. Two-run homer. Jackson works straight away to the big left-hand batter. Fires this one in for a call strike. It's 2-1. Willie Mays is kneeling in the on-deck circle. One pitch. And it's inside low.
3-1. McCovey's army is leading outside. The right field fence. The young right field fence. See 100 youngsters out there. Here's a pitch high. McCovey won.
When Jackson nailed Keene going from second to third. Lanier's a right-hand batter. Pitch is low and away for a ball. Giants are delighted with the way this young fellow plays second base. They are a little concerned about his hitting at this point, or his lack of it. Here's the 1-0. Pitch swung on it on the ground, down to third, a foul ball. Fielded by Charlie Fox on the coaching lines at third. Giants are leading here 2-0. And Willie McCovey is swinging bats on deck. Jackson checks runners at first and second. 1-1 pitch, misses low. 2-1. The Mets have an outfield of Joe Christopher in left, Jim Hickman in center, Johnny Lewis in right. Two-run pitch. Misses high outside. Jackson goes behind. 3-1. Jackson's control is not nearly as sharp as it has been on occasion. And the Giant fans start a little rhythmic applause. 3-1 pitch, one on in line to the right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan rounds third. He's coming home. It's an in-betweener. Harvey Keene rounds third. He's coming home. He'll score. Hickman picks the ball up in the track, lays it back in, and Nadir pulls up with a triple at third base.
And two runs batted in. The Giants lead 4-0. So Hal Lanier comes in with a line drive triple. It was an in-betweener up the alley in right center, rolled all the way to the wall, and two runners scored ahead of him. The Giants lead 4-0, and the Cubbies up with two men out and a runner at third. Double barrel action now in the Met bullpen. Tug McGraw is up and throwing. Here's a pitch high for a ball. And Carl Willie's up and throwing. Right hand to Carl Willie, left hand to Tug McGraw, throwing in the Met bullpen. Lanier takes his lead. Here's Jackson's pitch to McCovey. Misses low. It's ball two. Big stretch hit one a ton last time up. Two-run homer. Jackson works straight away to the big left-hand batter. Fires this one in for a call strike. It's 2-1. Willie Mays is kneeling in the on-deck circle. One pitch. And it's inside low. 3-1. McCovey's army is waiting outside the right field fence, beyond the right field fence. See 100 youngsters out there. Here's a pitch high, and McCovey walks. That is the third walk that Jackson has issued. With two men out and runners at first and third, it brings up Willie Mays. Willie's been up one time, and he grounded out to Jackson unassisted. At this moment, Mays is hitting .357. His average last year dropped below .300 for the season. Jackson checks the runners and pitches to Mays, and it's hit in the air to right. Johnny Lewis going back, but he's there, and he makes the catch for the out. So Mays flies out to right field, and the Giants, in the bottom of the second, picked up two runs. On two hits, there were no errors, two walks, and two left. Score at the end of two innings is the Giants 4 and the Mets nothing. The Mets and the New York Yankees will be playing at Yankee Stadium in New York on the night of May 3rd in the annual Mayor's Trophy game. And tickets for the third annual Mayor's Trophy game between the Yankees and the Mets are on sale now at all Mets ticket outlets. Proceeds from the game go toward the purchase of equipment for Sandlot baseball teams throughout the New York City area. Both the Yankees and the Mets pay their own expenses in full. So we hope you'll make plans to attend at Yankee Stadium on the night of May 3rd, the Mets and the Yankees. 2 years ago, when the Mayor's Trophy series was resumed, at Yankee Stadium, the Mets won, and then last year, the Yankees won at Shea Stadium. And the Mets, of course, will be opening up their home stand at Shea Stadium against the Philadelphia Phillies on the night of May 4th. We're going now to the third inning, where the Giants holding a 4-0 lead. There has been a giant change in the infield, and to tell you all about that and to take you along the way, here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Lindsay. Hi there, everyone. Jim Davenport has replaced Jim Ray Hart at third base. We checked to see whether or not Jim Ray had a sore arm, and the information we received was that he did not. He had made two bad throws to first base, and now Jim Davenport has taken his place at third. Right here, the Mets trail by four as they come up in the top of the third. Warren Marichal pitching for the San Francisco Giants. Mets have never beaten him. He has a lifetime record of 10 wins and no losses. He and Sandy Koufax topping all the pitches against the Mets. Both at 10-0. And the first pitch by Marichal, big overhand curveball looked at by Chris Canizero at strike one. Chris batting .154, four hits and 26 times up. And the pitch back is outside. One ball, one strike. Should include another fellow by the name of Larry Jackson, who also has won 10 and lost none. against the Mets. Three pitchers stand at 10-0. Pitch back is swung on a miss. The fastball by Marichal. Chris Kenner's arrow over the top of it. One ball, two strikes. On deck batter Al Jackson. Giants have used four hits to score their four runs. The Mets did the same against Jack Sanford in yesterday's ball game. One ball, two strikes. Sidearm fastball up too high. So the count evens out at two balls and two strikes. Winning pitcher in yesterday's ball game, as the Mets scored three in the top of the ninth, was Gary Kroll. He now has won two and lost none. Both wins against the Giants. A curveball swung on a miss. Strike three. Marichal picking up his third strikeout. And one away now in the top of the third. The batter will be Al Jackson. Al is 0 for 3 this year. He'll give you a good battle at the plate. Asked him before the ball game how he hit Marichal. He says, I get my hits. Then he laughed a little bit. He says, well, maybe not that well. Pitch back is a fastball. Now low. It's ball one. One ball, no strike. Giants, four runs, four hits. The Mets, no runs, one hit. One away, top of the third. First of two. Now the right-hander into the windup and back again. And a fastball is swung on and fouled off. Ball going out of play, back of home plate. One ball and one strike. Al had a good swing at that fastball. Large shirt sleeve crowd on hand for this doubleheader. 1-1 delivery. Overhand curve, busting right down in there, a called strike. Boy, that rolled right off the table. Along with that high kick coming right off the top, rolling that pitch right down in there. One ball, two strikes. One started out playing Little League ball as a shortstop. Pitch back is swung on a miss, strike three. Farmer two in a row and his fourth strikeout in the ball game. Tommy Marichal. And the pitch that Jackson swung at was outside of the strike zone. Second ball game, Warren Spahn is scheduled to pitch. Bob Bolin will be working against him. Johnny Lewis, and he takes in the dirt. It's ball one. John, a left-hand batter, struck out swinging his first time up. Now Tom Howler out to the mound to check with Warren Marichal. Evidently, they got crossed up on the sign. Just a quick run of the scores. Not much action. Three games rained out in the National League. St. Louis, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Chicago. Double header there. Pitch back to Lewis is low. It's ball two. Philadelphia, Los Angeles. The starting pitcher is for Philadelphia, Ray Herbert. For the Dodgers, Don Drysdale. Cardwell against Johnson at Houston. Don Cardwell against Ken Johnson. Pittsburgh got in the top of the first. No score. Next pitch is ball three. So it's three balls and no strikes. And Marichal. Throwing a fastball, it swung on and fouled off to the left side. No sign on the 3-0 pitch. To Johnny Lewis is looking for a base hit to keep his consecutive game streak going. He has been in 10 consecutive ball games. Every game he has played in. Mets are playing their 12th game here today. 3-1 delivery. Taken low, ball four, and the Mets have their second base runner. Joe Christopher beat out a hit. For a base hit in the second inning. He was the first man to reach. That brings up Roy McMillan. Roy bounced to third his first time up. 0 for 1. Lewis, incidentally, batting at 333 with his consecutive game streak. And the first pitch to Roy fouled off on the right side, out of play at strike one. One strike count. And the next pitch, high, it's ball one. One ball, one strike. Boston scheduled at Baltimore rained out. Minnesota and Detroit rained out. Kansas City and Cleveland rained out. Chicago and Washington, a doubleheader rained out. Only action in the American League taking place in New York. Yankees won the first game of their doubleheader 3-2. Whitey Ford, the winning pitcher, throw to first base, a lob throw, no tag made. Losing pitcher was Marcelino Lopez. Ford had help from Ramos in the seventh. Foul ball hit down the right side. Ball going out of play, and the count now moving to 1-2. Adcock, Maris, and Kubik home runs in that game. In the second ball game, Mel Stottlemyre going for the Yankees. May pitching for the Angels. He was acquired by the Angels from Philadelphia, along with Carson Shockley. Philly's getting Bo Belinsky. 1-2. And the pitch by Marichal McMillan is swung on and fouled off the glove of the catcher, Tom Howard. That'll keep the count at 1-2. Mets trailing 4-0. Marichal sets again. Looks at first base. His pitch back to McMillan is hit to right field, a base hit. Lewis goes to second base, falls there as Jesus Alou hustles the ball into Howard there. Lewis turns right back to the bag after taking about two steps beyond. So the Mets have their second hit. Runners at first and second, and Eddie Cranepool coming up. Ed with 3 home runs, 12 runs batted in. He is second in the National League to Ernie Banks in the RBI department. Ernie with 14. He leads the National League in hitting, batting at 436. First time up, he fired out to deep center field. Willie Mays making the catch near the fence. And he hits one to short. Ground ball picked up by Fagan. The throw to first base in time for the out. So the Mets with short live chances scoring some runs. In the inning, no runs, one hit, a walk, and two men left on. And the score, at the end of 2.5, the Giants 4, the Mets nothing. If somebody offers you a Tropico, don't eat it, dance it. Like this.
The Hatsapiko is spirited and lively. It makes Greek Americans feel like dancing, and dance they do, until they work up a fearful thirst. Then they call for different music. Nina Nai Nai is music a Greek drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Greeks than in all of Sparta, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is doing great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Greek Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the third. The Giants coming up against Al Jackson. Al has been set for 4 runs. He has given up 4 hits. All runs scoring on extra base hits. A home run by Willie McCovey with a man on. A triple by Al Lanier with 2 on. First man that Jackson will pitch to here in the bottom half of the third will be Jesus Alou, who singled into center field on a 2-strike pitch his first time up. Jesus, a right-hand batter. And he hits one deep to left center, going way back near the wall, and it is off of the wall on one hop. Jesus Alou going to second base with an easy stand-up double. And once again, for the Mets, their bullpen gets up to throw. One pitch, a long double, so Jesus Alou on 2 pitches has picked up 2 hits. Lou now batting at 405, and it brings up Jim Davenport batting for the first time. Jim Betsky warming up now in the bullpen for the Mets. Davenport batting for the first time. He replaced Jim Rayhart at third. Report coming through that Jim Rayhart came up with a sore right shoulder. First pitch is a curve inside, ball one. Davenport batting 667, 2-for-3 this year. All those coming against the Mets. He had not played in a ball game, had not been at bat until the Mets came in town. Jackson, a look at second base, and back to the plate with a curve. It bounced down towards short. Dug out by McMillan, the long throw to first base in time. Roy coming up and throwing position and firing to first base. On the play, Jesus Alou stayed at second. So the Mets pick up their first out here in the bottom half of the third. They trail 4-0, and the batter will be Jose Pagan. Pagan bounced base hit to the mound his first time up. The ball evidently hit the pitching rubber and bounced high in the air, and Bobby Krause, who had to wait for it, had no play at first. Giants, 4 runs, 5 hits. The Mets have no runs and 2. 1 out in the bottom half of the third. And Jackson now back to the plate. And a curveball is hit foul on the ground, strike 1. Houston scored a run in the first inning. They lead Pittsburgh 1-0. John Cardwell pitching for the Pirates. Ken Johnson pitching for the Astros. Now Jackson at 1 strike. A slow changeup. It's deep down the line in left field. Going over Christopher. He can't get to it. It's going to the fence. Coming in from second base is Jesus Alou. And going to second base is Jose Pagan. So 2 doubles and the Giants add 1 more. They now lead 5-0. And the batter coming up is Tom Haller. Giants now have had 6 base hits, 4 of them extra bases, a home run, a triple, and 2 doubles. Tom Haller, a left-hand batter, and the first pitch to him is a curveball outside. It's 1-1. Tom sacrificed in the second inning. So officially, he has yet to be at bat. 3 hits and 16 times up this year. And Jackson back at the low outside corner, missing his ball, too. 2 balls, no strikes. Jim Betsy throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. On deck batter for the Giants is Warren Marichal. They gone at second base, standing about 2 strides away. Now he moves up as Jackson gets set in the pitching rubber. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike 1. Tom Haller with a 2-1 count. Now Jackson in the set position again. And his pitch hits high in the air towards second base, waiting for it, Bobby Krause, as he is backpedaling back in the grass. And he makes the catch in a lot of white joy. Ooh. Ball sort of squirted up out of the pocket, and you could see about 3/4 of the ball. And right now, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
At 8:10 on your dial, this is WGY, the General Electric Station. Your New York Mets station in Schenectady.
Ralph Kiner with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Giants leading 5-0. And the first pitch to Marichal, a hard swing, strike 1. 2 away in the bottom half of the third. Giants scoring 2 runs in the first and a 2-run home run by Willie McCovey, adding 2 more in the second on a triple by Kyle Lanier. And picking up 1 on doubles by Jesus Alou and Jose Pagan here in the third. Pitch back to Marichal. Hard swing at strike 2. Marichal over the top of a curveball. Juan was out on a fine play by Al Jackson his first time up. He smashed one back through the middle. Al got it in 1 hop and was lucky to get to it. It was hit hard. Marichal 2 hits and 10 times up this year. 2-strike count. Jackson now back again. And a curveball fouled off. Marichal fooled, got a piece of it, hit it down in the dirt. Bounce stays at 0-2. Kershaw likes to hit and is a pretty good hitter. He has driven in three runs. Pitch back is outside. Throw the count now. It's one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Jackson working very slowly and also very carefully. He checks the runner at second base and comes back again. And the curveball is bounced to third. Johnny Smith takes it, looks at the runner coming over from second base, throws to first base to retire the side. In the inning, the Giants score a run on two hits. No errors, one man left. And the score at the end of three, the Giants 5, the Mets nothing.
You know, it's a rare pitcher who wins over 200 games in his big league career. But the great Cy Young made the record book with 291 wins in the National League. And get this, he had another 220 wins in the American League. Cy was the winningest pitcher in baseball history. And if you want to get the filter cigarette with the winningest taste of them all, it's Viceroy. When you try Viceroy, you just got to like them. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter, and not too light, like some others. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you'll get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
Top of the fourth, and that's needing 5 to tie as they come up against Juan Marichal. First man up will be Joe Christopher. Joe had an infield hit his first time up in the ballgame. He's batting 286 for the season. And Marichal, the right-hander, comes in with his first pitch. It's swung on a miss, strike one. Marichal pitching very smoothly. He's got good rhythm today. He has given up 2 hits. One infield hit, the other a solid single to right field by Roy McClellan. And the right-hander back again. An overhand sort of spring shot fastball. It's inside, ball one. Marichal has that spring shot motion in his throwing. He uses a long overhand type delivery on most of his pitches, then goes down on the side a lot against right-handers. 1-1 delivery. Again overhand, and it's down. Too low for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. Jim Betsy again throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Jackson is not due up. Fly ball hit the deep center field. Hosting back, Willie Mays. And now he gets the basket out and makes the catch. Two for Willie in the ball game, and the first out here in the top of the fourth. Giants leading 5-0. That brings up Charlie Smith. Charlie struck out into a double play his first time up. Batting 179. Charlie off to a bad start, has been hitting the ball much better of late. In this series, he's hit the ball well. And he pops the first pitch up on the infield. Shortstop Jose Pagan calling. And he makes the catch. Throw two away in the air, and it brings up Jim Hickman. Pirates have scored a run in the top of the second to tie up the ball game with Houston. 1-1 with Houston batting in the bottom half of the second. The Mets will be playing Houston Tuesday night. Game time in New York will be 9:30. They'll also play Houston on Wednesday. That game will come your way on radio at 9:25. The first pitch, a called strike to Jim Hickman. A sidearm curveball at strike one. Jim batting 091. Got his first 2 hits in this series. And he hits one to shallow left field. Harvey Keene moving in, waiting now. And he makes the catch. 1-2-3 for Juan Marichal. And the score at the end of 3.5, the Giants 5, the Mets nothing. If you've been wondering what Swedish-American singer after the smorgasbord, listen to this.
Tourallerie
Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Helan Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, and manager Casey Stengel making the change in his battery. Jim Besky coming in to replace Al Jackson, and Jesse Gonder to spell out Chris Canizero. Jackson leaving the ballgame after working three innings. He was charged with five runs. He gave up six hits, struck out none, and walked three. Besky, with a record of one win and no losses, he has pitched in four ballgames in his very young career. He is only 18. Has won one and lost none. Besky from Hamilton, Ontario, 5'11", 175 pounds. He gave up a pro hockey career to sign with the Mets. Last year, his first year in ball, he was 3-2 at Coco in nine ball games, had a 2.19 ERA. He made a very spectacular debut in the major leagues. And the right-hander with his first pitch to Harvey Keene. It's inside. Harvey has to dance away, ball one. First three batters that Besky pitched to in the major leagues were John Kennedy, Don Drysdale, and Maury Wills, and he got them all out. That was back on April 11th against L.A. He worked one inning. 1-0 pitch, it's inside, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch back to Keene is in there for called strike. Harvey Keene, who has walked in his two appearances in the ballgame. And he fouls the next pitch to the right side. Strike two. Ball going out of play into the stand. Harvey's batting 231 this year, three hits and 13 times up. He alternates with Matty Alou in left field. Matty off to a great start, batting an even 400 so far, 12 hits and 30 times up. Matty taken out of the ballgame when the Mets started left-hander Al Jackson. He had hit in seven consecutive ballgames. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Outside, a sidearm curveball, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Besky back to Harvey Keene. And the pitch is popped up down the right field side, going back crane pole. He's in foul territory now, and he makes the catch. So Besky gets his first man, and he'll now work to Hal Lanier. Lanier with one hit and two times up, but the hit is triple to drive in two runs. The Giants leading by a 5-0 score. Runs batted in for Lanier were his first runs batted in this year. Batting at 135, he takes inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. And the right-hander back again. And the pitch is fouled off to the right side. It'll go out of play. Eddie Cranville coming over by the wall to watch it go into the stands about 6 or 7 rows back. One One ball, one strike count on Hal Lanier, the on-deck batter, Willie McCovey. Mets are playing Lanier the hit to the opposite field. They have shifted over toward the right side. Jesse now taking a long time at the signs, now backs off the pitching rubber. He looks in again. Jesse Gunder sending the signs out. He replaced Chris Canizero. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two, and Lanier pulled completely on the pitch. Lanier came up last year in midseason for the Giants and got off to a spectacular start. He hasn't looked as good so far this spring as he did last year. Again, Poole, he punches the ball out toward first base, right off the end of the bat. Crane Poole picks it up, goes to the bag. On the swing, the bat broken. So Lanier with a grounder to Crane Poole for out number two. That brings up Willie McCovey, who has hit a home run and walk in the two appearances. McCovey, who had an off year last year, batting 220, is off to a good start this year. He's at 395. Two home runs and six runs batted in. And he hits the first pitch in the center field, a base hit. Ball picked up by Jim Hickman, and McCovey now has reached three times. Two for two and a walk. First hit given up by Betsy, and that is number seven in the ballgame for the Giants. And McCovey has raised his average now up to 410. And the batter coming in, Willie Mays. Willie was 0 for 2 against Al Jackson. Rounded out to him at the mound in the first and fought out the right field in the second. Willie hitting a 349, three home runs and seven runs batted in. And Betsy, with a runner at first, he's not being held on. And the pitch to Mays, line down the line, it's foul. Line shot down the line, hitting foul by about a foot right out by the bullpen, about 300 feet away. That ball got out there in a hurry. At the end of two, Pittsburgh won, Houston won. And at the end of one half inning, Philadelphia nothing, the Dodgers coming up. Ground ball down toward third. A bad hop handled by Charlie Smith. He throws to second base in time for the fourth play. That ball going out in the hole took a hop down. Charlie had a tough time to get down to him. Made a good play to glove it and fired to second base to force McGovey there. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. The score at the end of four, the Giants five, the New York Mets nothing.
The brand new 1965 Mets yearbook is fresh off the presses and all ready for you. It has all the up-to-date facts and figures on the amazing Mets plus 258 action photographs. The lifetime records of all the Mets, including the first-year men, are there in complete detail. And as a special extra, there is a full squad picture on the back cover suitable for framing. There is a special section on new Mets, Yogi Berra and Warren Spahn, with plenty of pictures. So to get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, all you have to do is send 50 cents to Met Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Repeating the address, Met Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. And now we go to the top half of the fifth inning. Four inning totals here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The Giants, five runs on seven hits in one error. The Mets, no runs, only two hits off Juan Marichal and no errors. Bobby Klaus is up to lead off. He's been up one time, and he grounded out short to first. Marichal, a right-hander, deals to the right-hand batter in there for a called strike. Lee Wire, the umpire behind the plate, he's 6 feet 7 inches tall. The strike one delivery, sidearmed, and it's inside for a ball. It's one and one. Jesse Gunder is waiting on deck. Here's the pitch low for a ball. It's two and one.
All right, Joe, with the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. This is the first game of a scheduled Sunday doubleheader here at Candlestick Park. Scheduled pitchers in the second game, Warren Spahn for the Mets and Bob Bolan for the Giants. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on and foul back, out of play. Casey Stengel, in making his decision about who would pitch which game, decided that he wanted Spahn to pitch the second game so that he could handle the bullpen in the first game as a pitching coach. He figured that if Spahn should pitch the first game, then he would be entitled to a rest after pitching, and he'd have nobody to handle the bullpen. Here's the 2-2 delivery, and it's in there for a called strike three. A breaking ball, and Juan Marichal gets his fourth strike out of this game. And that will bring up Jesse Gonder. Jesse Gonder's coming up for his first time in this game. Gonder's hitting .231. He has appeared primarily as a pinch hitter in this early season. Marichal's delivery, and it's swung on, hit on the ground to first base. Taken by McCovey, and he tosses to Marichal covering, and Gonder goes out 3-1 if you're scoring, and that will bring up pitcher Jim Becky. Becky is a right-hand batter. Giants leading 5-0 in the fifth inning. This pitch is fired in for a called strike. And again, a fastball in there. Sidearm in for a called strike two. And here's a swing and a miss, and Marichal gets his sixth strikeout of this ball game. Drives off the mound to the dugout, getting the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Scores the end of 4.5 innings is the Giants 5 and the Mets nothing. And here's a helpful driving tip from the makers of Super Shell, the good mileage gasoline.
That's a jackrabbit start. You probably know it's bad for tires, but do you know it wastes gasoline too? Listen to these tips for better gasoline mileage from local Shell dealers.
Avoid jackrabbit starts. Tramping on the accelerator overfeeds the engine, wastes gasoline. Don't drive at excessively high speeds. Above 50, just 10 miles per hour increase in speed can increase gasoline consumption by 10%. Look after your spark plugs. If they're dirty, they can steal up to a mile from every gallon of gasoline your car uses. Super Shell gasoline, with its famous ingredient TCP, will help your spark plugs work better, longer.
Remember these tips for better gasoline mileage. Avoid jackrabbit starts. Don't drive at excessively high speeds. Look after your spark plugs. That's good advice from local Shell dealers. For more good advice and good service, come in soon. Service is our business at Shell stations.
And the bottom of the fifth, Jesus Salou will lead off for the San Francisco Giants. Jim Betsy is still on the mound. Final score in the National Basketball Association playoffs in Boston. The Boston Celtics have defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 129-96, and the Celtics have won the championship 4-1. Salou is 2-for-2 this afternoon. Right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher Betsy. Here's one in there for a called strike. Let's play Jesus Salou to pull to left. Al Jackson pitched the first 3 innings of this game. Gave up 5 runs on 6 hits. It's a sidearm delivery by Betsy that fouled back and out of play. Hitting on top of the Giant dugout and taking a big hop up into the stand.
The sidearm delivery by Betsy that fouled back and out of play. Sitting on top of the giant dugout and taking a big hop up into the stand. Some young fella came right down in the aisle and took that one on the hop. Count of two strikes to Jesus Salou. And the two-strike delivery swung on and chopped off foul. That's down into the dirt and rolled back. Count holds at two strikes. Jim Davenport waiting on deck. Jesus Salou is hitting 419 for the season right now. Check swing foul ball. Off and out of play. Jesse Gandhi chases it over. To keep it in play. Count holds at two strikes. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out, and Betsky gets his first strikeout. It is the first time that Jesus Salou has been struck out this season. Coming up is Jim Davenport. Went up one time and grounded out. Playing third base. Betsky with the pitch. It's low in the dirt, blocked by Gundry. Ball one. Jim Davenport was at one time a T-formation quarterback for Mississippi Southern in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The 1-0 delivery. Inside, drove him out of there. It's 2-0. It in the air to right center. Bounce goes back pedaling. Lewis comes over and Lewis calls him off and Lewis makes the catch. Two men out, nobody on, and Jose Pagan is coming up now. He's 2-for-2 and has driven in a run. He legged one out after bouncing it off some rubber on the pitcher's mound in the bottom of the second. Then he doubled to drive in a run in the third. Giants are leading 5-0 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Betsky reading Gondry's sign. This one is way outside low. It's ball one. At Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, at the end of one inning, the Dodgers won, the throws nothing. Ray Herbert against Don Drysdale. One oh delivery to Pagan. Low, it's in the dirt too. 2-0. At the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, at the end of 3.5 innings, the Pittsburgh Pirates won, the Houston Astros won. Don Cardwell against Ken Johnson. Elsewhere in the National League, it's raining. St. Louis at Cincinnati, postponed rain. Milwaukee at Chicago, postponed rain. Two men out here, nobody on base. 2-0 pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play, it's 2-1. In the American League, first game of a doubleheader, the Yankees 3 and the Angels 2. Whitey Ford, the winner, with help from Pedro Ramos in the seventh. Marcelino Lopez, the loser. Home runs by Joe Adcock, Roger Maris, and Tony Kubek. The second game is through two innings, no score. The Angels nothing, the Yankees nothing. Rudy May against Mel Stottlemyre. Elsewhere in the American League, it's raining. 2-1 pitch. Bunted. Foul down the third baseline. It's 2-2. Pagan trying to bunt his way on as Charlie Smith was playing a deep third base. Boston at Baltimore, postponed rain. Minnesota at Detroit, postponed rain. Kansas City at Cleveland, postponed rain. Chicago at Washington, postponed rain. Right here, the Giants are leading the Mets 5-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. 2-2 delivery. Misses outside. The count runs full now to Pagan. Jim Betsky on the mound, 18 years of age. Playoff pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to second. Bobby Klaus on the rim of the outfield grass. Takes it, throws on to Crane. Pull the side is out. Bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The score at the end of five is the Giants 5 and the Mets nothing. Well, you've heard the rousing Meet the Mets song many times. It's played at Shea Stadium before every game. It's played on radio and television and at all the Met rallies and parades. And now it's available on record so that you can have it right in your own home. Only $1 gets you a professionally recorded, high-fidelity copy of the Meet the Mets song with complete lyrics. Just send your dollar to Mets Song, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Repeating, that's Mets Song, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Right now, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
And this is WGY, Schenectady 810 on your dial. The time now is 4:30, and the Capital District temperature 58 degrees, mostly cloudy skies.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Five inning totals in this game. For the Giants, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. For the Mets, no runs, 2 hits and no errors. And Johnny Lewis is up to lead off for the New York Mets. Struck out swinging and walked so far in the game, trying to keep his hitting streak alive. Came into this game having hit safely in 10 games, all the games in which he has played. The Mets played one in Los Angeles in which Johnny Lewis did not appear. So he's a left-hand batter up there to face right-hand pitcher Juan Marichal. Marichal's pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball delivered from over the top. Marichal shows you a lot of shoe leather. He kicks high. Again a breaking ball, but this one's low. It's 1-1.
Oh,
1-1 delivery. Swung on and hit in the right field for a base hit. And Johnny Lewis keeps his streak alive. It's an in-betweener. He's on his way to second. Mays cuts it off, but Lewis slides in at second. Actually, no play on him there for a double. So Johnny Lewis gets the first extra base hit for the Mets today off Marichal. He keeps his hitting streak alive in 11 consecutive games in which he has appeared. Now Roy McMillan's up. Roy had a base hit to right field in the third. He's 1-for-2. Giants lead 5-0. Marichal will be working off the stretch here to the right-hand batter. And it's low and away for a ball. Ed Cranebull is waiting on deck for the Mets. It's in there for a called strike. 1-1. Mets have not been able to do very much with Juan Marichal this afternoon, but then again, who does? One delivery. Swung on it in the air, foul on the right field line. Chased back by McCovey. And it's in the seats and out of play. That's a count 1-2 to Roy McMillan. A bright and sunny day here in San Francisco, California. With a 1-2 pitch swung on, and this one is popped up foul back to first, chased over by Haller and McCovey. Haller has a play and makes the catch on the run. Lewis tag comes off and goes back. So Roy McMillan has fouled out to catcher Tom Haller, and that brings up Ed Cranepool. Cranepool, like Lewis, is trying to keep his consecutive hitting streak alive. He came in having hit safely in every game in which he's played, 10. So far today, he's flied to center and grounded out short to first. Starting today, Ed Crane threw was the National League's leading batter and the number two man in runs batted in, topped only by Ernie Banks of the Cubs with 14. Ed Crane Bull is 20 years of age. That's fired in for a called strike. Johnny Lewis leads at second base. Here's a pitch that is low for a ball. 1-1 to Crane Bull. Joe Christopher waiting on deck now for the Mets. Giants lead 5-0. First game of the doubleheader. Giants again have Hal Lanier about 5 yards deep on the outfield grass at second base. Here's a pitch low. 2-1. Marichal reading the sign from Tom Haller. Now takes a look at Johnny Lewis. Pagan, the shortstop, moves over a stride, moves back into position. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up into short center. Pagan's going back. Mays is coming on, and Pagan makes the catch going away as Willie veered off, and Lewis holds it second. Pagan, the shortstop, going back into short center, made the catch over his shoulder, and there are two men out. That brings up Joe Christopher. Leg got a base hit in the second, fly to center in the fourth. The Mets so far have 3 hits off Juan Marichal. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's high for a ball. Giants shade the defense toward left, playing Christopher to pull. They have begun one stride toward the hole at shortstop. Swinging at a miss. Strike one. It's 1-1. And now the Giants have moved Lanier over, nearer to the bag at second base. So it's a big infield gap is between McCovey and Lanier. And a foul ball back and out of play. 1-2 now to Christopher with Charlie Smith on deck. At this point, the flags on the Flagstaffs in center field are just rippling gently toward right field. Marichal's 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. It's in the seats out of play. Count holds at 1-2. We'll be on the air from the Astrodome in Houston at 9:25 p.m. New York time on Tuesday evening. It'll be the first appearance of the Mets in the Astrodome. Marichal has the sign. Lewis takes his lead at second, and Marichal turns and bluffs. Nobody's covering. Lanier's not going to cover, that's for sure. He's in the outfield grass. He was going back to back up any throw. Haller goes to the mound to have a word with Marichal. Here's a swing and a miss, and Marichal has his 7th strikeout of this game. And the top of the 6th, the Mets have no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. Scores into 5.5 innings is Giants 5 and the Mets nothing. Can you imagine a Puerto Rican party without music? Well, don't try. Just listen to this.
Temporal is a song Puerto Ricans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change the tune.
la, 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 la.
Seis Choriao is the song a Puerto Rican drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Puerto Ricans than in all of San Juan, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is doing great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Puerto Ricans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
In the bottom of the sixth, the Giants will be sending up Tom Haller to lead off. Jim Betsy still in the ballgame for the Mets. In case you've joined us along the way, Al Jackson started for the Mets, worked three innings, but was touched for five runs on six hits, including a first-inning two-run homer by Willie McCovey. Haller sacrificed and popped out so far, so in this ballgame, he's nothing for one. ...18-year-old Jim Betke looking into Jesse Gunder now to get his sign to open up the bottom half of the sixth inning. The pitch to Haller. Swung on and pops up foul back to the plate. Gunder gets rid of the mat, coming on back near the screen, and off his glove. It falls safely. Guess was a little bothered about the proximity to the screen, and it was off his glove. So it goes a strike one to Tom Haller. The official scorer rules no play. The scorer, as you know, is empowered in such circumstances to charge an error if, in his opinion, the ball should have been caught and prolongs the life of the batter. But not in this case. It is simply a foul ball and strike one. Betsy with the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Just behind the bag at third. Two strike count now to Haller. It was right off the end of the bat, spinning down the third baseline. Mets will be in Houston on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Travel on to Cincinnati on Thursday and open up there Friday night against the Cincinnati Reds. There's a swing and a foul ball. Left side and out of play. At Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, at the end of an inning and a half, the Dodgers won, the Phillies nothing. Ray Herbert against John Drysdale. And at the Astrodome in Houston, going to the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Astros 2 and the Pirates 1. Don Cardwell against Ken Johnson. Pitch is swung on, foul back off the screen, out of play. The count holds two strikes to Tom Haller. Juan Marichal is in the on-deck circle wearing the jacket here. For the fans out in the sunshine, in the lower deck and in the upper deck, too, it's short sleeve weather today. Sidearm delivery is swung on and foul deep down the right field line. Into the seats and out of play, and the count holds it two strikes. Dodgers didn't score in the bottom of the second, so they lead 1-0 at the end of two now in Dodger Stadium over the Phillies. Next weekend, the Mets will be in Cincinnati Friday night, Saturday afternoon, a Sunday doubleheader. Pitchers inside. 1-2. With the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Haller was trying to check, and Gunder drops the ball and throws on to first now. So make it a K and 2-3 if you're scoring. Betsy's second strikeout. Juan Marichal coming up. Been up twice, grounded out both times. He is getting rid of the jacket at the moment. Marichal is a right-hand batter. Betsy's pitch, a little tight, and Marichal ducks down into the dirt, getting out of the way. It's ball one. Again, the pitch. swung on, hit on the ground to third. A slow roller, Charlie Smith, up with it. Plays on, in time, as Marichal spots down to first. Two away. And that brings up Harvey Keene. Harvey walked the first two times up. And he fouled out the first in the fourth inning. He was the first man that Betsy faced. You know, with a pitcher running out of ground ball like that, many infields will hold that ball a second longer and make him run it out. Here's the pitch. It's low for a ball. It's 1-0. Betsky pitches low and away for a ball. He goes behind 2-0 now to Harvey Keene. The Giants are leading by a score of 5-0, and we're in the bottom half of the sixth inning of the first game of this doubleheader. Two-oh delivery. In there for a called strike. It's 2-1. Keene playing left field in this first game in place of Matty Alou. Matty Alou is a left-hand batter, and Mets started a left-hander. Al Jackson, here's a swing, and a line drive into center. It's going to skip in there for a base hit. Hickman one hops it, plays it back in, and Harvey Keene has his first hit of the ballgame. So with a runner at first and two men out, Hal Lanier is coming up. Triple to drive in two runs in the bottom of the second. They were the first runs driven in this year by Hal Lanier. Let's defense him straight away. Betsy throws over, not in time. McCovey moves out to the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch to Lanier. Swung on and popped up to the right side. Bobby Clark flips the glasses. He's on the rim of the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. So the side is retired with no runs, one hit, no errors, one left, and the score at the end of six full innings is the Giants 5 and the Mets nothing. Bob Murphy will be along in just a moment to detail the play-by-play. Meanwhile, is this one of those days when you're not yourself? Even if you are, you'll feel more so when you listen to this.
This song gets sung over and over at Irish parties and picnics until the singers raise a ferocious thirst. Then they change their tune.
Come fill up your glasses and drink what you will while the man you love me every day.
This is a traditional Irish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Irish than in the whole of Dublin, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
I'm a man who drinks every day, every day. I'm a man who drinks every day.
Seventh inning, and Charlie Smith leads off against Juan Marichal. Charlie has been struck out and popped to short, nothing for two. Marichal working on a three-hit shutout over the first six innings and has struck out seven men in the first six. Now the Dominican right-hander winds and pitches a ground ball foul going down the third baseline, no play. Warren Spahn in the nightcap of this doubleheader against Bob Bullen. Tomorrow, travel day, the Mets will be flying to Houston. Tomorrow night, the Mets will have the opportunity of getting their first look at the Astrodome as the role of a visitor. Foul ball off. The Mets will not be playing tomorrow night, but in Houston, the Astros will be playing Pittsburgh, and so the ball club can go over and see the new stadium and watch the ball game tomorrow night. Then the Mets have a two-game series with Houston Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Giants with the outfield. A round toward left against Charlie Smith. Charlie has driven in three runs in this Giants series. The two-strike delivery. Ground ball hit hard to short. Pagan to his glove side comes up. Throws to first in time. Good play by Jose Pagan going to his glove side. One away and nobody on. That'll bring up Jim Hickman. Jim has reached safely on a throwing error charged to Jim Hart and flied to left, nothing for two. Merritt Chow is shooting for his third win of the new season. He lost the opening game assignment to Bob Veal 1-0 in 10 innings when Bob Bailey broke up the game with a home run. Inside, ball one. But since then, Merritt Chow has shut out New York at Shea Stadium and come back to beat Pittsburgh 3-2. So in three starts, three complete ball games, Merritt Chow has given up only three runs. And he's working on a three-hit shutout in this game. High foul ball. Whopped it back toward the crowd. No play. One ball, one strike on Jim Hickman. This doubleheader started at high noon. They start early whenever possible to avoid the wind. Taken high, and we have a beautiful day. It will become a lot breezier as the day goes along. Right now, it's 10 to 2 here in San Francisco, and usually about 2:30, that wind comes up. Strike on the inside corner to Jim Hickman. Yogi on the lines at first, Don Hefner coaching at third. Johnny Bateman, Houston catcher, has hit his fourth home run of the young season. He connected in the fifth, nobody on. Now the breaking ball is outside on Jim Hickman, 3-2. Houston now leading Pittsburgh 3-1 at the end of five innings. Don Cardwell against Ken Johnson. The Dodgers behind Drysdale lead the Phils 1-0. A high foul pop. Coming back is Tom Haller hoping for a play, and it lands on the dugout roof and bounces up into the crowd. The Dodgers right now are in the middle of a 13-game homestand. They opened the homestand with the New York Mets. Warren Spahn winning 3-2 to spoil their opener. But the Dodgers have since won four in a row. Low and outside, and Hickman draws a walk. Dodgers right now are on top of the National League. They've won 7 of 9 ball games. They had a good opening week. They were on the road, and they won 3 out of 4. They've now won 4 out of 5 at home. Danny Napoleon is being called from the bullpen by Casey, and he's going to bat for Bobby Klaus. Everybody's coming up. Ron Swoboda is also coming up, so it'll probably be one or the other, maybe even Billy Cowan. They all came running from the bullpen to the dugout. Danny Napoleon, with the Mets down to their final strike in the ninth inning yesterday, the bases loaded, 2 outs and 2 strikes, tripled to deep right center off Bob Shaw, driving in 3 runs to win the ball game for New York, 7-6. Bobby Klaus is the scheduled hitter. It's going to be Ron Swoboda. One of the remarkable things about yesterday's victory was that Casey had to go to his bench to the extent that he was out of infielders. And Billy Cowan played second base in the last of the ninth inning. Danny Napoleon played third. And Billy Cowan came up with a remarkable fielding play on a low, whistling line drive that he snagged on the first out. When the game was over, and it was one of the happiest ball games in the young history of the Mets, one of the first players that they surged around to congratulate was Billy Cowan. Now Ron Swoboda, who has 2 pinch home runs already, batting against Juan Marichal. 1 out and 1 on, we're in the 7th inning. High drive, it's deep to right center field. Mays going at full speed to his left side, can't get it. It's in for a base hit. The ball must have been hit down toward the end of the bat because it really tailed off. It was right in the alley in right center, and Swoboda is on with a very long single. So Ron Swoboda now has 5 hits and 13 times at bat. 3 of the 5 have been home runs.
Jesse Gander coming up. That'll be a fourth hit off Juan Marichal. Now the Mets have a threat. Runners on first and second, one out, and Gander coming up. This will be Jesse's second time up. He was thrown out by Willie McCovey his first time at bat. Marichal, up in pitching position, delivers. A fastball over, strike one call. Down comes the pitch to Gander. He lays off, and it breaks outside and low. One ball, one strike. Frank Lindsay is starting to warm up now for the Giants. In the New York bullpen, Ted McGraw and Larry Benoit get ready. Put out the end of the bat, it's foul ball, no play, going off to the left. One ball, two strikes on Jesse Gander. Now Danny Napoleon has come out on deck to bat for the pitcher, Jim Boeckke. So Casey makes his move here, trying to get runs to get back in this ballgame. Jim Boeckke turning in three good innings of relief. Down comes the pitch. A towering pop-up into short right field. Jesus Salou is calling for it in shallow right, and he makes the catch. Gander flies to short right, and now Danny Napoleon will bat for Jim Boeckke. Danny was the hero yesterday with a basis-clearing triple that won the ball game for the Mets in the ninth inning. They won it 7-6. Then Danny came in and played third in the last of the ninth inning. Danny's an outfielder. The Mets did experiment some in the spring with Napoleon at third. Taking a high, one ball, no strike. Danny has two hits and three times up. The first time he was used by Casey as a pinch hitter, he doubled. Now the pitch on the way, a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. He really hung in there against Bob Shaw yesterday. The first two pitches that Shaw threw Napoleon, he made Danny look bad. He had Danny two strikes when Danny whacked the breaking ball into deep right center for a triple. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Either Ted McGraw or Larry Benoit will be on the hill for New York in the last half of the seventh. Mets have played five games on this trip, won three of the five. A check swing, soft line drive, caught by McCovey, and the side is out. Danny didn't mean to hit that one, and he almost got a base hit. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. Seven-inning stretch time up for the Giants fans, and a score at the end of six and a half. The Giants 5 and the New York Mets nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Which filter cigarette should you be enjoying today? Some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But there is an answer, and here it is.
Viceroy Scott, the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
That's right. Viceroy. The fact is, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
Now here are the changes for the Mets as we go to the last of the seventh inning. Ted McGraw is the new pitcher. Roy McMillan comes out of the ballgame. Casey wanting to rest Roy a little bit because this is a doubleheader. Charlie Smith moves to short. Danny Napoleon is now playing third, and Billy Cowan will be playing second. So again, the Mets now have two outfielders playing in the infield. Billy Cowan will be hitting second in the batting order. Left-hander Tug McGraw making his fourth relief appearance. Tug has twice before relieved against the Giants, once at Shea Stadium, and the other occasion was right here. In the opening game of the series, when he worked two innings, allowed one run, gave up three hits. He also relieved against the Dodgers. So Tug McGraw, one of the five first-year men to come north with the Mets, is now the pitcher. Danny Napoleon, another first-year man, is now playing third. Ron Svoboda, still another, was used as a pinch hitter. And Stretch McCovey leads off against Tug McGraw. Ball one is taken inside. Last year, Tug was 5-2 at Cocoa, Florida, and 1-2 at Auburn in the New York Penn League. Pitch thrown to McCovey, brushes him back from the plate inside. Two balls and no strikes. I think this has been the nicest weather the Mets have encountered in San Francisco since they've been coming out here.
Sure, that changes. McGraw now pitching,
Daddy. Now McGraw winds. Down comes his pitch. A swing and a miss. From the press box, they now say that Billy Cowan will be hitting in the number seven spot, which would be Bobby Clouse's spot. Breaking ball over, a call strike. It's 2-2. Now the pitch on the way, a swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Tug reached back and fired the ball right by Willie McCovey. In relief, Jim Besky pitched three real good innings in the middle of the ballgame. Jim allowed no runs. He gave up just two hits. Had good control. He walked none, and he fanned two men. Now Willie is up for the fourth time. Mays 0-for-3 in this game. McGraw out of his windup, the pitch to Willie, a ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Charlie Smith. Played to Cranefield in time, two men down. So Tug McGraw erases two big hitters, and that brings up Jesus Alou. Jesus with another big game has singled and doubled. Two hits and three times at bat. Jesus is now hitting 409. Second game today at Yankee Stadium. Mickey Mantle has homered off Rudy May in the home fourth inning to put the Yankees in front of the Angels 1-0. Rudy May pitching against Mel Stottlemyre. Strike called at the inside corner of the letters. Yankees won the opener 3-2 behind Whitey Ford and Pete Ramos. That's the only action in the American League. Everything else rained out. Change up hit hard, a base hit right up the middle, and Jesus has his third into the ballgame. He has now picked up six base hits in the first three games of the series. Jim Davenport coming up. Jim 0-for-2. Carl Willie getting in some work down in the bullpen. He may be just tuning up, or he may be warming up. Pitch thrown by McGraw. Taken low, one ball and no strike. If Doug McGraw has the number two spot in the batting order, we're not able to determine right now, he would be the second man up in the eighth inning, and Carl would be warming up seriously. Now the pitch. It's whacked foul. We had assumed that Billy Cowan would be in the number two spot in the batting order, but that may not be true. Billy may be down in the seventh spot, which would be Bobby Clouse's place in the order. And if so, McGraw would be hitting second and be the second man up in the eighth inning. One ball, one strike on Jim Davenport. Two outs and a man on. Last of the seventh. Now the pitch by McGraw. Down inside of the knees. Two balls and one strike. The Giants and the Dodgers will come to New York for their second trip to Shea Stadium in the middle of June. Now McGraw eyes the runner. 2-1 delivery to Jim Davenport. Outside, it's ball three. The next time the Giants come to New York, they will be in for three night games at Shea Stadium. And those dates are the 8th, 9th, and 10th of June. All night ball games. Giants then leave town, and the Dodgers come in for a four-game weekend series. The 11th, 12th, and 13th of June. That'll be quite a week at Shea Stadium. 3-1 on Davenport. Jesus Salou takes his lead off first, the pitch by McGraw, and his breaking ball is inside, ball four. Now the Giants have runners on first and second, two down, and Jose Pagan will be the hitter. Jose has an infield hit, a line double to deep left field, and has grounded out, 2-for-3. The Mets will wind up this road trip a week from today with a doubleheader in Cincinnati. And when they return home, they play the Mayor's Trophy game on Monday night, May 3rd, against the Yankees. And then they open one of the most attractive homestands of the year. Four consecutive pennant contenders come in during the homestand. Pitch by McGraw, a swing and a miss by Jose Pagan, strike one. On the homestand, starting with our first night game of the season at Shea Stadium on May 4th with Philadelphia, the Mets will be playing the Phillies, the Braves, the Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Reds. Two outs and two on, last of the seventh, Giants with a 5-0 lead. Now Ted McGraw takes his sign. The runners take a short lead. The pitch to Pagan hit foul going down the right field line and no play. While everybody returns to their spots, we'll pause for station identification. This is WGY,
the General Electric Station in Schenectady. Time is now 5.5 minutes past 5 o'clock. Temperature is 58 degrees.
Jose Pagan batting against Tug McGraw here in the last of the seventh inning. The two-strike delivery, ground ball to shortstop, Charlie Smith up with it, flips the ball to Cowan, safe, still he didn't get there. Score that one, a fielder's choice. Cowan, playing a new position, did not get to second base in time, and he was beaten there by Jim Davenport. Now the Giants have the bases loaded. Casey trying to beef up his attack, 5 runs behind in the ballgame, now playing Cowan and Napoleon in the infield. And Billy simply did not get over in time to handle the throw from Charlie Smith. Now Tom Haller is the batter against Doug McGraw. The windup by Doug, here's his pitch, and it's a high pop-up on the right side of the infield. Eddie Crane threw is calling for it, and he has it. The side is out. Real good pitch by Tug McGraw. Side retired, no runs, one hit, no errors, 3 left on. Now, at the end of 7, the score, Giants 5 and the Mets nothing. At the end of 3 innings at Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers lead the Phillies 1-0. Ray Herbert pitching against Don Drysdale. Johnny Bateman has hit his 4th home run of the young season, and the Astros are leading Pittsburgh 3-1 at the end of 5. Don Cardwell pitching for the Bucks, Ken Johnson for the Astros. Otherwise, rain washed out the National League slate. The Cardinals and Reds were rained out in Cincinnati. The Braves and Cubs were rained out in Chicago. In the American League, everything rained out except for the doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees had home runs by Roger Maris and Tony Kubek to back up good pitching by Whitey Ford and Pete Ramos, won the opener of the doubleheader, defeating the Angels 3-2. Carl Willie is warming in the bullpen. Jesus Salou, by getting 3 hits in this ballgame, has gone ahead of Eddie Crane's rule for the National League lead. Jesus is now hitting .422 and Eddie .415. Now, Creon Jones is down around the bat rack, and he will hit for Tug McGraw.
Beginning a previous announcement, Goldie, I'd like you to press room between games. For those who cannot go to the press room, they will be served in the press room.
Cleon Jones coming out to bat for Ted McGraw. And Carl Willie will be on to pitch in the last of the eighth inning. McGraw pitched one inning. Ted allowed no runs, gave up one hit. Walked one and struck out one. So the Mets will have their fourth pitcher in the ballgame in the last of the eighth inning. Cleon, three hits and 26 times at bat. Third time that Cleon has been used as a pinch hitter in the series by Casey. He lined out hard to shortstop and he flied to left. Juan Marichal delivers and is fouled back up into the crowd and out of play. Marichal working on a four-hit shutout. At Dodger Stadium, the Phillies came up with two runs on a two-run homer by Dick Stewart in the fourth inning. Stewart connecting off Don Drysdale, and now the Phillies lead the Dodgers 2-1 at the end of three and a half. Low and inside. One ball, one strike. Drysdale, like Marichal, is going for his third win. The 1-1 delivery to Cleon, and it's over. Strike two called. One ball and two strikes. Marichal has tremendous control. He's walked two men in today's ballgame, and that's about all he'll usually walk in a nine-inning ballgame. Pitching one and two. Outside, Cleon lays off, and the count is even now. Two balls and two strikes. 44-year-old Warren Spahn pitches in the second game today for Casey and the Mets. His mound opponent will be Bob Bolin, a hard-throwing right-hander. The Giants have only one left-hander on their pitching staff. The 2-2 delivery, a swing and a miss, he struck him out. That is the eighth strikeout for Juan Marichal. Two outs, nobody on. It brings up Eddie Cranepool. Well, Eddie's hitting streak is in jeopardy as he comes up during the eighth inning. Eddie has hit safely in all 10 ball games prior to today that he has played for New York this season. But right now, as Eddie bats in the eighth inning, he is 0-3. Now the pitcher on the way, taken high, one ball and no strike. Johnny Lewis kept his streak going when Johnny doubled in the sixth inning. Club record for a consecutive game hitting streak on the Mets is 18, set by Frank Thomas. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes. Now Marichal winds, pitch thrown to Cranepool, a foul ball back toward our broadcasting booth and out of play. They go to the seventh inning in the Astrodome in Houston with the Astros leading Pittsburgh 3-1. Mets and the Astros at the moment have identical records. Each team has won 5 and lost 6. 2-1 delivery to Eddie Cranepool. He held a line drive to right, a base hit, and he keeps the streak alive. The ball bobbled by Jesus Alou, but no advance. Eddie started to go, and then quickly it checked up when he saw Alou grab the ball in a hurry. So now Cranepool extends his streak. Like Johnny Lewis, he has hit safely in the 11 ball games that he's been in. That's base hit number 5 off Juan Marichal. Joe Christopher has one hit and 3 times up. Joe got his base hit back in the second inning. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. So Eddie, by getting that base hit, climbs past Jesus Alou. Alou with 3 hits had gone ahead of him, but now Eddie regains the lead. Eddie's hitting 429. Alou 422. A pop-up in the air outside first, moving under it is McCovey, and he takes it for the out. Side retired in the eighth inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And now at the end of 7.5 innings, the Giants 5 and the New York Mets nothing. Are you one of those people who go to a German-American picnic and can't sing because you don't know the words? Then listen.
Wir kommen alle, alle, alle in den Himmel, weil wir so
Kommen alle in den Himmel is a song that gets sung over and over at German parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Bier hair is the traditional German call for beer, and often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Germans than in all of Heidelberg, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do German Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Last of the eighth inning, and Carl Willie in the pitch now for New York. Carl pitched the middle game of the Dodgers series. He hooked up against Don Drysdale. Carl did quite a job. He was rusty from inactivity, and he was wild, but he had good stuff, and he stayed with it. He pitched six innings. He allowed three runs, gave up seven hits. Prior to that, Carl had worked a third of an inning in relief on a chilly day in New York. He just simply could not get loose. And when Casey came out to the mound and asked him how he felt, he wasn't going to be dishonest and take any chances of hurting the ball club, so he told him that he simply had not warmed up enough. And so Casey took him out of the ballgame. Juan Marichal getting ahead as he leads off last of the eighth inning. High fly hit the left field. It's fairly deep. Back goes Christopher near the fence. He's there. Makes the catch. One out and nobody on. Top of the batting order. Hard hitting Harvey Keene coming up. Harvey's been on base three times out of four. He walked his first two times up. Fouled out in the fourth inning, but singled to center in the sixth inning. Harvey hitting 267. A lifetime 300 hitter after a dozen campaigns. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Tomorrow, a travel day for the Mets. They'll fly to Houston, and they open the Astros series on Tuesday night in the Astrodome. It's over for a call strike. One ball and one strike. So after the doubleheader today, the Mets have six games remaining on the road trip. Then they fly back to New York for the benefit game of the Yankees Monday night, May 3rd, a week from tomorrow night. The 1-1 delivery by Carl. A ground ball stabbed by Carl Willie as he goes off to his glove side. Throws the ball away at first base. Eddie Greenfield almost made a great catch. Now Carl Willie is looking at his fingernails. He can't imagine how it happened. He had the easiest play in the world, but he made a horrible throw, a low throw, wide of the bag. Greenpool lunged for it, and it looked for a moment as though Eddie could hold on to it. He would have made a great play if he held on to that one. But when he hit the ground hard, it knocked the ball out of his glove. So it's an error charge to Carl Willie. Al Lanier is the batter. Lanier one hit in the ball game, and that was a long hit, driving two runs in, a triple to right center. Giants, by the way, have used the long base hit to score all five of their runs. A home run scored two, a triple scored two, and a double scored the other. Now the pitch by Willie. Foul ball is back to the crowd. One ball, one strike on Al Lanier. Willie Mays and Hal's father were teammates with the Giants. And as a result, the Giant players call Hal Lanier a Maxi. Last of the eighth inning, Giants with a 5-0 lead. Pitched by Carl Willie. A ground ball back to the mound. Carl up with it. Throws to second for one. Smitty to first in time. A double play and the side is out. Side retired in the last of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and none left. And now eight innings complete. The score, the Giants 5, and the New York Mets nothing. Well, we certainly hope you're enjoying our broadcast of today's doubleheader from San Francisco, and we hope you'll enjoy Rheingold beer along with the game. Mets come back home for their first night game of the season, Tuesday night, May 4th, Dick Stewart, Bo Belinsky, Jim Bunning, Johnny Callison, the whole cast of Phils who dominated the National League until about the last 12 days last season, will be opening the homestand of that night ball game on Tuesday night, May 4th. While the Mets are away on this trip, tickets are on sale at the advanced sale window at Shea Stadium, 8 to 6 during the week. And on the weekends, it's available 9 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday. So with the difference in time, it's now past 5 in New York. For your convenience, tickets are on sale east side and west side of Midtown Manhattan. They're available in the Long Island Railroad waiting room at Penn Station, open during the week from 8 to 6, and on Saturday, 8:30 to 4. And at Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp, the ticket window is open from 8 to 6 during the week and 8:30 to 4 on Saturdays. Also, the Mets have a ticket outlet located in Macy's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington, Long Island. Remember, too, that reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at all Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. Top of the ninth inning. Charlie Smith coming up against Juan Marichal. Pitch to Charlie. A ground ball raked to short. The gun bobbles the hop, picks it up, no throw, and Smitty is on. He got caught in between on that one. Charlie Smith, a base runner, and that brings up Jim Hickman. The error, the second of the game, charged to the Giants. Jim Hickman, the batter. One ball and no strikes. Jim has reached on an error, fly to left. He drew a walk his last time up. One of the two walks given up by Marichal, who has struck out eight men. Now the pitch. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Billy Cowan is the on-deck batter. Pitch by Marichal is fouled back into the crowd. It will be out of play. Billy Cowan and Danny Napoleon both came in the ballgame. In the eighth inning. Pitch to Jim Hickman. He lays off on a breaking ball outside and low. Two balls and two strikes. Danny Napoleon came in the game as a pinch hitter and then stayed in. And Billy Cowan came in at second after Ron Swoboda batted for Bobby Klaus. Foul ball. Whacked back toward the upper deck here at Candlestick. No play. Giants, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. New York, no runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Now the pitch by Marichal. A soft liner towards second. Taken by Lanier, who drops the ball, but recovers in time to make the fourth play on Charlie Smith. Al Lanier had a double play going on a soft liner. He grabbed on the first hop, and he was standing right on the bag when he did so. But lo and behold, he dropped the ball. But he picked it up in time to get the fourth play on Charlie Smith. So there's no error on the play. Boy, he had a cinch double play. Billy Cowan is up for the first time in the game. Juan Marichal bidding now for his second shutout against New York this season. Fastball over, strike one called. He shut the Mets out in Shea Stadium. Shutting out New York, he beat Tom Parsons 4-0 on a four-hitter on Saturday the 17th. Fouled off by Billy Cowan, two-strike count. So Marichal comes through with a shutout. In four starts, he will have pitched four complete ball games, and he will have given up just 3 runs in 36 innings. Two-strike delivery. Hit foul by Billy Cowan back toward the upper deck and out of play. Jesus Alou has been the batting star of this ball game for the Giants, along with Willie McCovey, Hal Lanier, and Jose Pagan. McCovey, Lanier, and Pagan have driven in the runs, and a long hit has accounted for all five of the Giant runs. They got their five runs off Al Jackson in the first three innings. Relief pitching has held the Giants in check since the end of the first. Billy Cowan with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pitched by Marischal, a swing and a foul tip. He stays alive. Count now one and two. Giants win this one. The season series will be even, three games each. And it will set up the nightcap of today's doubleheader to give the winning team the edge of the season series. The 1-2 delivery to Billy Cowan. A high foul pop. Coming back is Tom Holler. He gets rid of the mask. He's under it. And he grabs it for the out. So the Mets are down to their final out of the ninth inning, trailing 5-0. And Jesse Gander is coming up. Mets have been shut out only once this year, and that was by Marischal, and he's about as close as you can get to another one. Gander hitless in two times at bat. Now Marischal off the stretch. Down comes his pitch, and the curve is swung and missed. Strike one. Juan Marischal is working on a five-hit shutout. He has spaced out the five hits. Never have the Mets had more than one hit in any inning. He lays off. One ball, one strike. Mets has not had a runner beyond second base against Marischal. Outside and low. Two balls and a strike on Jesse Gander. The 27-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic is a really, truly outstanding pitcher. The Giants have grave concern on Marischal, though, about his back, whether he'll be all right all year long. A swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 on Jesse Gander. Koufax and Marischal had remarkable years last season when you realize that they both were sidelined with illness. Koufax missed the last 6 weeks of the season. He also was out for a stretch early in the year and still won 19. And Marischal won 21, and yet he was out almost the last month with an ailing back. The 2-2 delivery. A swing on Murphy, struck him out, and the ball game is over. But Juan Marischal is ninth strikeout as he wins his third ball game of the year. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We'll be posting the wrap-up of today's ball game in just a moment. You know, the umpires around the league today keep themselves pretty well covered. They wear face masks, shin guards, chest protectors, and all the umpire's usual armor. But do you know what the umpire of the first baseball game in Berlin, Germany, wore? A real suit of armor. Boy, wouldn't you like to have seen that? Well, here's something you're seeing around lately. More and more fans are smoking Viceroy. And no wonder. Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter. And not too light, like some others. You know the kind. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. Final score in the first game of today's doubleheader in San Francisco, the Giants 5 and the New York Mets nothing. Superb pitching by the ace of the Giants staff, Juan Marischal. He hurled a five-hitter. He scattered five hits. The Mets never had more than one hit in any inning. The Mets were unable to move a runner beyond second base against the superlative pitching of Marischal. Marischal walked only two men. He concluded the game with a strikeout, which was his ninth of the ball game. He was given plenty of offensive support in the first three innings. Al Jackson, the Mets starter, did not have his good control, was working behind the hitters. Willie McCovey had belted a two-run homer in the first. Al Lanier tripled two runs in the second. And Jose Pagan doubled in the fifth and final run in the third inning. After that, Jim Becky pitched three good innings in relief. Doug McGraw won and Carl Willie won as the relief pitching combined to hold the Giants scoreless over the last five innings. For the Giants, five runs, nine hits, two errors, nine left. For New York, no runs, five hits, one error, and eight left. Marichal, the winner, his fourth start, his fourth complete ball game, his second shutout. He now has 1-3 and lost one. The losing pitcher, Al Jackson. Al now has one run and lost three. In the second game today, Warren Spahn will be pitching for New York, Bob Bolin for the San Francisco Giants. The final score in the first game of today's doubleheader, the Giants 5 and the New York Mets nothing. And this first game was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, we don't know why so many people like our beer, but, well, we must be doing something right. And we'll keep right on doing it. Today's first game was also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right.
In all baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our Mets fans. When we play other teams, no one blood-curdling screams, that's our Mets fans.
But when Mets fans shout,
go, what they mean, we all know.